Tony Stewart's return to the track last night ended only a little over halfway through his race after hitting the wall twice at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He skipped three NASCAR Sprint Cup races after his car struck and killed a fellow driver in upstate New York. Meanwhile, Casey Kane earned his first Sprint Cup win of the season, grabbing the lead on a restart with 23 laps remaining before holding off Matt Kenseth in a two-lap shootout. In Major League Baseball in the American League, Toronto topped the Yankees 4-3 yesterday. Boston blanked Tampa Bay 3-0. Clay Buchholz threw a three-hitter to stop his string of seven starts without a win. Elsewhere, Baltimore bested Minnesota 12-8, and the Cleveland versus Kansas City game was suspended at 4-2 in the 10th inning due to rain. Kansas City still leads a half game over Detroit in the AL Central. In the National League, the Mets edged Philadelphia 6-5. Second seed Roger Federer, sixth seed Thomas Berdych, and number 7 Grigor Dimitrov have advanced to the fourth round of the U.S. Open by winning on Sunday. But fourth seed David Ferrer lost to number 29 Gilles Simon, and 12th seed Richard Gasquet fell to Gael Monfils. Women's 10th seed Caroline Wozniacki moved into the quarterfinals of a Grand Slam event for the first time in 2 years by ousting number 5 Maria Sharapova in 3 sets. Police in Northern California say San Francisco 49er Ray McDonald has been arrested on domestic violence charges. The arrest comes days after NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced tougher penalties last week for players accused of domestic violence. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.